that heals me. Got to see, that's how I dream to be.
That popular Gatorade ad from the early 90s was selling the concept of being like Michael Jordan if you drank what he did. I tried it, still couldn't dunk, and my jump shot remained flat. But the science behind nutritional supplements has seen huge advancements, and High Health has unveiled two new products that it's calling endurance formulas. A release from the company about Hydra X and Hydra XP references the fact that energy demand in high school sports is increasing. So I called Dr. Randon Hall, who works in sports medicine, for Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Most of the athletes we're dealing with are not going to play on the collegiate level and, more importantly, are not going to play at the pro and Olympics level. So, you know, in the adolescent age group, with a well-balanced diet, appropriate timing of your eating, those things are the critical things. And I think, based on the research out there, that supplements are really not necessary for a child who is well-nourished and well-educated on nutrition.
How much can we trust that they are up to date on what sort of nutrition they should be taking? Is that something that parents should be very well aware of? Is that something we can trust coaches and trainers to help out with?
You know, that's a good question that you say that, because there was a study out of University of South Carolina that actually looked at collegiate athletes. So those who have made it to the next level, they asked coaches, athletic trainers, strength and conditioning coaches, and then the athletes themselves. They basically asked them a 20-question survey on their basic knowledge of sports nutrition. They determined that if you got 75% correct, you had adequate knowledge. Well, the athletic trainers had about 79%. The strength and conditioning coaches were in the low 80s. But then, interestingly, the coaches, now this is Division 1, 2, and 3 collegiate, were at 35% adequate knowledge, and the athletes themselves were at 9%. So I think we cannot trust at all that adolescents are well-versed on sports nutrition and the appropriate timing, the appropriate amount of macronutrients that they should be taking in preparation from the game. And secondly, I think that, you know, they can't necessarily rely on the coaches as well.
Coming back to sports energy drinks and supplements, is there a thought that there really would be some kind of specialty drink that would really help high school athletes, would be good for high school athletes to take? Are we in a position where, you know, if you drink a lot of water and Gatorade, you're fine that way too?
I want to make a distinction between when you say sports energy drinks, because there are sports drinks and then there are energy drinks. So no one in the medical community that I'm aware of should be advocating energy drinks such as Red Bull or Monster. Those are not seen as advantageous for performance in athletes. At the end of the day, if you have a proper pregame meal, have proper hydration, and some type of electrolyte solution with a small amount of carb for activities that last longer than 60 minutes, you'll be just fine.
Dr. Randon Hall, he specializes in sports medicine at Phoenix Children's Hospital.